Welcome to Rambam on the Line. We're going to start today the first chapter of Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Law of Torah Study. Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Law of Torah Study, Yesh B'cholam Shnei Mitzvot Aseh, the two positive commandments included here. Mizel Pratan, these are them in detail. Aleph, Luma Torah, to teach Torah and to learn Torah. Beis B'chaviv V'lamdei Aviyodeha, to honor those that teach it and know it. U'Bir Shnei Mitzvot B'Pokam Elu, the explanation of these two mitzvot are in the following chapters. Paragraph in the first chapter. Women, slaves, children are free of the obligation of Torah study. A child, even though he has no personal obligation, but his father is obligated to teach him Torah. As it says, you shall teach them to your children to speak in them. A woman is not obligated to teach her son. Whoever is obligated to study themselves is obligated to teach. But since a woman is not obligated to study, therefore she's not obligated to teach. It should be pointed out that since women have to do almost all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, barring those several mitzvahs that are have a specific time, the positive commandments from which women are freed, and they have to know how to do their mitzvahs, so there's a large percentage of the Torah that women should study. Not because there's an intrinsic obligation for them to study Torah, but because they have to know how to perform their mitzvahs properly. Halacha Beis. K'shem shechayv adam l'lamed es beno, just as a person is obligated to teach his son, kachu chayv l'lamed es ben beno. There is also an obligation to teach his grandson. Shenam, as it says, v'datam l'vanecha u'l'vnei vanecha. You should cause your sons and your son's sons to know. The mitzvah is not only on your son and your grandson, it's a mitzvah on every single sage of Israel to teach all students, even though they're not his children. As it says, you should teach to your children. The tradition tells us, your children mean your students. Because the students are referred to as children. Shenema, as it says, V'yotzebnei Anavim, the sons of the prophets went out. They weren't actually their children, they were their disciples. K'lomen itzav al ben beno, if so, why is there a specific obligation for his son and his grandson? Isn't it equal everywhere? Well, the reason is, V'agden beno al ben beno, ben beno al ben chavero. So there is precedence that his son gets over his grandson, and precedence that his grandson gets over teaching other people. But there is a mitzvah to teach everyone. Halacha Gimel. You are obligated to hire a teacher for your son to teach him. You're not obligated to teach your friend's son unless you don't have to pay money for it. In other words, you do have to pay money in order to make sure your son or your grandson is educated. But you do not have to pay money to make sure that your neighbor's son is educated. It's a mitzvah to teach him Torah, but you don't have to pay money to hire someone to teach him. Mishal alon da'ozot chayiv l'lam edetatzmo. If a person was not taught by his father, he has to learn himself, has to teach himself. Kishiyaka, when he understands this. Shneam, as it says, v'lamadatim osam, v'shmatim lasosam. You should learn them and keep the mitzvahs. In order to keep the mitzvahs, you have to learn. You find all of the time that learning precedes action and deed, because through learning you know what to do. Doing doesn't lead you to learning, but learning leads you to doing, therefore you have to learn. So in our context, as the Ketzav Mishnah explains, if you don't learn, you don't know how to do. So obviously you're obligated to learn. Halacha Dalet. Hayah, who wrote the little mode of Torah, the Yisrael Ben Lilmot Torah, who called him Livno. If he has a choice, who should study Torah? He wants to learn Torah, or he has a son. Well, the precedence goes to himself. He should learn Torah. Let's say somebody has to work and support the other, so precedence comes to him before his son. However, if the son was more understanding and will be more successful in his learning than he will, then his son comes first. Now, even though his son is first, it doesn't mean he should totally not learn. Maybe his son goes away to yeshiva and he works most of the day. The father has to learn some too. Just as there's a mitzvah that he has to teach his son, so he is commanded to teach himself and to learn himself. A person should always study first Torah, acquire a great knowledge of Torah, and then get married. If he marries a woman first, his mind is not free to study. He has to support his wife, and then he'll have children, and he'll have to support the children. He won't have that much time to study Torah. If his evil inclination was strong and he is not able to concentrate and have his heart free to learn properly, then he should get married, and this way he will not do anything evil or have evil thoughts. And then he should study Torah. From what point on is the father obligated to teach his son Torah? When the child starts talking, the father teaches him the pasuk. The Torah is commanded to us by Moshe, as well as the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. And then he teaches him little at a time, different pasukim, until he's 6 or 7 years old. Depending on his strength. And then he takes him to the teacher where he's going to start his full-time studies. If it's the custom of the place that the teachers of children get paid, then you should pay him. And you have to teach him for payment. As I said before, the father is obligated to pay if it's the custom that the teachers get paid in that place. The obligation is that he should teach him the entire written Torah. A place where the custom is to teach the written Torah for wages. It's permitted, but the oral Torah is prohibited to take wages for. Prohibited to teach it for wages. Moshe said to the Jews, look, I've taught you statutes and laws as God commanded me. Just as I learned from God for free, he didn't talk. You learn from free from me. When you teach others in future generations, teach them for free. Just like you learned from me. If he doesn't find anyone who's willing to do it for free, then he should teach him for wages. It says, buy the truth, even if you have to pay for it. Just because you are forced to teach, to pay for a teacher, you shouldn't think that you therefore will also charge for teaching others. It says do not sell it. This teaches us that you're not allowed to teach for money, even though your rabbi took money for teaching you. You have to pay for it if you have no option, but you shouldn't sell it, you should teach for free. Nagas Maimani comments that the teacher can take money for the time that he would have otherwise been making money, and now he's not able to because he's teaching, so he can take money for the time. He also, Halacha Ches, Kodesh Mitzvah, Chayev Talmud Torah. Every Jewish man is obligated to study Torah. Benani, Ben Asher, Ben Shalom, Ben Gufim, Ben Bal Yisurim, Ben Bachar, Ben Shayezokin, Gadol, Shetoshes Kreche. Whether he is rich or whether he is poor, whether he is in good health, whether he is suffering in poor health, whether he's young, whether he's old, very old, that is weak because of his age. Even if he's a poor person who depends on charity and goes begging at the doors, even if he has a wife and many children, he must set aside time to study Torah by day and by night. As the pasuk says, meditate in the words of the Torah, study it day and night. Some of the greatest sages of Israel were woodcutters, water drawers, blind people. Nevertheless, they studied Torah day and night. They were included in those who transmitted the oral tradition, one man to the next, all the way back till the time of Moshe. So when are you obligated to study Torah? Until the day that he died. Shneamas, it says, "Fanyusum avavcha kol yimei chayecha," lest you turn this aside from your heart all of the days of your life. And as long as you don't study, you forget. The pasuk says, "Be careful that you turn aside all of the days of your life." In other words, that you forget. So you have to be constantly learning so that you don't forget. You're supposed to divide your studies into three parts. One third is the written Torah. One third is the oral Torah, which is the Mishnah. The other third is the process of the Talmudic way of learning, where he understands one thing from another, from the given fact, he deducts what the final halacha should be. He extracts facts or he extracts concepts and laws from information. He compares one thing to another. And he understands using the principles of exegesis with which we interpret the Torah, until he knows how these principles function, and how he can deduce from these principles and these traditions the prohibited and the permitted. And similar things, from those things that he learned from the oral tradition. This method of study is called Gemara, the Talmud. For example, Halacha Yud Beis, Kesad, Hayat Al Umnas. Let's say he was a craftsman. He would work for 3 hours a day and study Torah for 9 hours a day. 3 of those hours you read the written Torah. Another 3 you read the oral Torah, which is the Mishnah. The other 3, you meditate to understand one thing from another, which is the process of Gemara. The words of the Tanakh, not just the Torah, but the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, are included in the written Torah. And their interpretation, like the Medrash and so on, is included in the oral Torah. When Yanam and Ikram Pardis, the matters that are called Pardis, the mystical, philosophical teachings of the Torah that he explained in the beginning of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, B'chala Gemara, they're included in Gemara. Rambam says, "V'medvam Amurim." When do we say we should divide your day into 3 equal parts? The Chidus Talmud Shaladim, in the beginning of the studies of a person. Avukashiyago B'chachma, when he increases in his wisdom, V'lagiyatach lo lumatar shabachsav lo lafik talmud b'tar shabapeh, he will no longer need to study to read the written Torah, nor to study constantly the oral Torah, because he's learned them already. Yikavitim is the modern Torah Shavachsav. From time to time, you should read the written Torah, and the Shmua and the oral tradition. Kedei shelo yishkach davar midivrei dini Torah, so that you shouldn't forget any of the laws of the Torah. The yishkach yamav legemara bovad. You should spend all of the rest of the time for the Talmudic type of study. If you roach at sheish belibov, you should die to according to the breath of his heart and the settledness of his knowledge. In other words, the Gemara says you're supposed to divide it into 3 parts, but the Rambam holds that that's referring only to the beginning of your learning. Once you've mastered the Tanakh and the Oral Torah, the Mishnah, then Gemara is much more to learning Gemara, so you should spend your principal time in Gemara and review those other things as well. Halacha Yud Gimel. Ish shalom de Torah, yesh la schar, avalein et schar ha'ish. The woman studies Torah, she has reward, but not as much as the reward of a man. Because she's not commanded. And the rule is, whoever does something that they're not commanded to do, he doesn't have as much reward as somebody who's commanded to do it, but less reward. Even though a woman has reward who studies Torah, the sages said that a person should not teach his daughter Torah, because most women do not carefully learn it. But by their poor understanding of it, they apply the Torah to trivial things. The sages said, whoever teaches his daughter Torah, it's as if he would have taught her sort of folly. The Medvar Memorim, when does this apply to Torah Shabbat and the oral Torah? But in the written Torah, lo yilamid osa, you shouldn't teach her, l'chatchil in the first place. From Linda, but if you taught her, enam kamlam d'tiflis, it's not as if you taught her folly, because it's only the sort of legal Talmudic learning that there is a danger that the woman will misunderstand and apply to folly. I mentioned already earlier that since women are obligated to do the mitzvahs, and they can't do so without learning the Torah, so there's a large amount of Torah that women not only may learn, but actually must learn in order to do the mitzvahs properly.